Hey, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Bonfire.com/store/PBCDPware. Get it today. It's nice to know that when you're appreciated, people let you know. And, some reviews are good, some are bad. And I would just like to say, I take any kind of criticism that comes my way, because all it does is just makes me stronger and makes me change. It gives me an opportunity to either step up my game or, stay the same. And then, and everybody loves to hear a good, thank you, pat on the back, and so on and so forth. Just a little pat on the back and say, hey, you're doing a great job, blah blah blah, that sort of thing would be fine for everybody to do, every once in a while. But if you don't feel like saying anything to me, that's fine. That's fine. That's cool. I can dig that. I can dig that. But anyway, I'd just like to say thank you. And for the beginning of this year, we are in January. And not to get political, and I'm just gonna step off the rail for a little bit. And I know my policy. I know I had to break it for just this one time. And if you are not up on current events, last Friday, the 6th, if you don't know what the 6th of January, if you don't know what that is, then I don't know where you've been. I really don't know where you've been. And I would like to say it was the most embarrassing, the most disgusting, and the most disrespectful that the United States and, and I don't even know if I should even blame the Republican Party for doing this. And then for what's his name to downplay it like it never happened, was so tripped out. No, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, January 6th, 2000, I believe it was 2000. 20, 22, 20. It was one of those. Hold on just a second. I probably have to Google. It was the worst that I've ever seen the United States act in all the history. Yep, 2021, where they desecrated the Capitol in, and how a couple of people had lost their lives. One lady, I believe she had gotten trampled, and another lady got shot because she was trying to go through, she was trying to go through a secure door. They told her not to. They broke in and she crawled through the open, the crack, the broken glass, and they shot her. They shot her. And it was the worst. And it still is like one of our the worst thing that we could ever imagine. And I kept hearing this. If it was a group of Black people, it would have been a massacre. I don't know why it ever happened. And I don't know, and I don't care to know why it happened or what. Well, the premise of what happened didn't even make any sense. Didn't make any sense at all. So, and then the thing about that is, I don't know if anybody has heard any current events on people that they still trying to arrest and trying to find out who did this and who tried to do this and try to do that. And I don't know if they're in jail or anything like that. But like they said, like one reporter had said that if it was a group of Black people, and this reporter was not of color, they said it. If it was a group of Black people, it would have been a bloodbath. It would have been a massacre, which was so embarrassing. I'll never forget what happened that day on the 6th of January. 2002. It was just the most terrible. It was terrible. It was so terrible. I was sitting at my computer and I'm sitting up there watching as it went. And I sat back and I watched everything, how they were going up the walls, how they were rushing into the building, how they broke down barriers, how they desecrated people's offices, how they ran through the halls, and you know, and then they said it was premeditated because the day before people had went up in there and staked it out before. And you know, and then to downplay it is absurd, and to sit up there and say it never happened. You know, I don't know where you were or what he was doing that particular day, but what I saw was the worst that I've ever seen the United States act. And then he has the unmitigated audacity to run next year. To run next year and act like this never happened. And he's whining. If you honest, I mean, you know, if it was anybody else, we would be underneath the jail. If it was anybody else, we would have been underneath the jail. We would have been persecuted already. We would have been, no, prosecuted, I'm sorry. Prosecuted already. But this guy runs around and he's free as a bird and he can do this and he can get on, you know, back on Twitter. He's back on Twitter. His account was opened back up on Twitter, which didn't make any sense. But hey, it seems like when you're rich, you do whatever you want, but if you're not, if you're poor, then, you just nothing. You don't mean nothing in this world. But the thing that really trips me out is how he got away with all of this and they continue to let him get away with this. But like I said, this is the only episode that I'm going to do that's political. And this is the last time I'm going to ever mention this again. I just think that I just think that everything is just so wrong. Everything is so terrible. But what we have to do is we have to get closer to Allah, Buddha, God, whoever you worship. You have to get closer to them. And like I said, I'm not just talking to everybody. I'm talking to myself too. Because I feel like we're in the middle of the end of days. I feel that way. Because with all this stuff is going on, it's tragic. It's hard to say. But that's where everything is going toward. Anyway, I just wanted to say that this is the last time I'm going to ever be political. I haven't been political since 2021 or 2020, whatever, but I have not been political since then. So this is the last political episode that you ever hear. They went too far on January 6th, 2021.